Well, hello, guys. Hey, nice to see you. Hey, why don't you pull up a chair and we'll have a little chat. I'm not quite firing on all cylinders today, because last night I kind of tied one on for New Year's a bit, as I bet a lot of you two did. But it may be 2022, but nothing much has really changed, has it? It's amazing how the media and the radio and all social media has changed over the years. You used to be able to get entertainment on social media. You used to get some good music on the radio. It takes me about 40 minutes or so to get to work in the morning, and I listen to the radio on the way in my car. And by the time I get to work, I've been told I shouldn't eat this, I should eat that. I mean, hell, they're even trying to tell me what to think of that day. And of course, we're all dying of COVID, or dying of cancer, or something. And I've got to go do a day's work at not a very great place. And basically, they try to make everything just black. There's no hope. And of course, if we're depressed and we're worried about COVID and everything else, we're not paying much attention to what the government is actually really doing. And the government seem to be doing is virtual signaling mostly. Politics in the US is even worse, isn't it? They virtual signal all the time. They don't actually mean half the things they say, they just say it because it happens to be trending. They don't really believe in it, and they certainly aren't going to do anything about the situation anyway. And you know they don't really believe in it because just a few weeks later they flip-flop on it, don't they? Femons, to me at least, seem to be the worst on virtual signaling. They're doing it all the time, 24/7. If you take a look in our history, in the world's history, I mean, if you can find it, they are erasing a lot of it. The most memorable and great leaders have always been men. And the reason is that a great leader needs to have a variety of human traits to deal with all the different facets of people. A great leader always has to have compassion. In a difficult situation, he has to be able to look at both sides without bias to come to a solution. It seems that nature made man with all different parts laying around everywhere on the planet. These great leaders didn't virtual signal. They didn't flip-flop. Men in those days, sometimes they didn't even have a contract or anything. They used to shake hands and their word was their bond. And they stuck by it. And here it comes, guys. Let's talk about the Femon leader, shall we? Femon leaders are really after control, mostly. And if they have to virtual signal or lie to get it, they will. They will flip-flop all over the place. And their word is not their bond. It just happens to be what they think that day. No, to me, the Femons are missing quite a few parts to make a great leader. For one, most Femons don't really have a lot of compassion. They don't generally look at both sides of the coin. They only look at it one side. And I think like this, not because of my feelings, but because of facts. You only have to look out there and see. And I don't think many men on this planet would disagree with this. But Femons are quite selfish and self-centered. And they can be quite emotional and spiteful as well. Are these sort of traits good in a leader? And you're probably thinking to yourself, where the hell is he going with this? And because I tied one on last night, they still say that, don't they? I have no goddamn idea what I'm talking about. So nothing new there. Well, when there's a recess bell, go have some fun. Tomkinson?
Sir?
Not you. You forget you've got detention.
I do?
Supply room in 5 minutes.
Shit.